From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love. It's a new year, but the love has not changed. If anything, it has gotten stronger. And so for this year, we'll continue to bring you stories of the works of Good Samaritans across Jamaica. Starting the year for us is a new foundation that will be seeking to save our nation's youth. Do stay with us to find out who is sharing the love. With a good percentage of our population being young people, and seeing that they are future leaders, great emphasis needs to be placed on their development. In recognition of this, the North Jamaica Conference of Seventh-day Adventists has launched a non-profit organization, Save a Youth Foundation, aimed at promoting social, physical, and psychological health among individuals, especially youth. The North Jamaica Conference, NJC, oversees all the Seventh-day Adventist churches within the parishes of St. Anne and Trelawney, and so the work of the Save a Youth Foundation will be localized to that section of the island. Youth and Communications Director at NJC, Pastor Omar Oliphant, shares with us the inspiration behind the Save a Youth Foundation.
The foundation was brought about as a result of a visit that I made in Trelawney with my young people there, and on return I was carrying back one of our youth along with her mother to their home, and while driving I realized that Abigail was very uncomfortable, so I asked her what was it, and she let me know that years ago she had an accident coming from church, and after that scoliosis was found, curvature of the spine. And it has greatly impacted her. She has tried her very best to live with it and to go to school.
Attending school has been a challenge for Abigail Murray. A student at Northern Caribbean University, NCU, she has been attending school only once per week because of the pain she suffers.
This inspired me to really do something for her, really wanted to do something for her. And so the idea of Save a Youth came up, and I rallied my young people behind it, and thank God we were able to conceptualize further the entire idea and to bring it to fruition.
So in 2014, the Save a Youth Foundation decided on its first recipient, Abigail Murray.
The aim is to raise at least $1 million to assist her, so that whatever corrective measures can be put in place to help her to get back on her footing, to go back to school, to live a normal life, and to move away from the pains that she's receiving every day, that can actually be realized.
Pastor Oliphant says the foundation has raised over $500,000 to assist Abigail and is grateful for the funds it has been receiving to help share the love. The project for 2015 has already been identified. Pastor Oliphant tells us more.
This year, for 2015, the Save a Youth Foundation is looking to assist the St. Anne's Bay and the Falmouth hospitals in actually having more nebulizers for asthma patients, especially the young people who have been coming in and not being able to have the care as efficiently and speedily as they need it to be at the hospitals.
The Save a Youth Foundation welcomes your partnership and assistance for 2015 to help share the love in St. Anne and Trelawney. For further information and to find out how you can help, call the North Jamaica Conference at 972-8594 or email the Youth Ministries Department at oolephant@jmsda.net. There are so many things you can do to share the love with someone. It may not be grand in the eyes of everyone else, but to that person, that small act of kindness, that word of cheer may just mean the world. Until next time, I'm Casita Irving, wishing you all the love for 2015.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.